right now, your company has a massive operational blind spot.
Yeah, that's almost guaranteed.
Like, you probably know exactly how many products are sitting in your warehouse, right?
Yeah.
Down to the very last barcode.
Oh, absolutely.
But you are effectively guessing which of your employees are, you know, actually qualified to move them.
It's a really harsh reality. But for most organizations, it is entirely accurate. I mean, we track our inventory with military precision, but we track human capability with, well, hope and a handful of spreadsheets.
Yeah, hope is not a great strategy. And that's exactly what we are tackling in today's custom tailored deep dive.
Right.
Because usually when we talk about diagnosing a problem in a business, we expect precision. Think about a medical diagnosis. You break your arm, the x-ray shows a clean, jagged white line, and the doctor just points and says, there it is.
It's black and white, broken or not broken.
Exactly.
And as business leaders, we crave that kind of visibility, right? Mm-hmm. We want to be able to categorize our risks neatly.
But then you step into the world of operational readiness. Mm. Especially if you are listening to this as a CEO or a CFO or an HR director or, you know, an operations lead running a massive facility.
Yes, suddenly it's not so clear.
Not at all. Suddenly, trying to diagnose your own workforce's readiness is like trying to read an x-ray with the lights off while someone covers it in sticky notes. Your records are just scattered to the wind.
The phrase diagnostic muddy waters really comes to mind here.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Because you might have, say, 1,000 employees on the floor, but the data proving they are actually allowed to be there, it's living in 5 different universes.
Let's paint that picture for a second.
Yeah.
I know the leaders listening are living this right now.
Yeah.
You've got your traditional training records sitting over in one system,
mm-hmm.
probably an LMS platform.
Right.
Then you have your actual operational procedures, the SOPs. And those are locked away in static, outdated PDFs on some random shared drive.
Which nobody reads.
Exactly. And your schedules. Those are in totally disconnected rototools. Meanwhile, your compliance files are being painstakingly tracked in these manual Excel spreadsheets that, let's be honest, someone forgets to update.
Always.
And the actual real-world knowledge of who can do what on the floor,
mm-hmm.
that is locked securely inside a shift manager's head.
And this scattered approach, it's far more dangerous than just being an administrative headache.
How so?
Well, it creates massive operational blind spots. If you are relying on 5 disconnected systems and a manager's memory, you are effectively guessing who is ready to work.
Which brings us to our mission today.
Yes.
That is the core problem we are unpacking. We're looking at a massive stack of platform documents, product capability files, and marketing blueprints for a system called Skrix.
Skrix is a workforce capability platform. It's designed to take all of those fragmented, disconnected signals you just mentioned and bring them together.
Into one place.
Exactly. Into one live operational capability record.
Okay, let me push back on that right out of the gate, though. Because if we are just pulling data from a messy LMS and outdated spreadsheets and whatever is in a floor manager's head, aren't we just dumping a bunch of messy, inaccurate data into one big, expensive bucket?
That's a fair question.
Like, how does centralizing bad data suddenly make it accurate?
And that is the critical distinction here. Skrix doesn't just pool your old broken data.
Yeah.
It replaces those fragmented tools entirely. It forces a new validation model. So it's not a data warehouse. It's an active capability engine.
Oh, okay. An engine.
Yeah. And to understand how it validates that data, we really have to look at the 3 highly practical questions Skrix forces an organization to answer on a daily basis.
All right. I love practical. What are the 3 questions?
So question 1, who can actually do the work?
Okay.
Question 2, can we prove exactly why they are ready to do that work?
Prove it. Got it.
And question 3, can we allocate our people with absolute confidence before capability risk turns into a full-blown operational disruption?
I mean, those sound like questions every operations director just assumes they can already answer.
They do assume that.
But when you really press them, they can't.
Yeah.
And I think a huge part of the problem here, based on the research in front of us, is the fundamental limitation of the traditional learning management system, the LMS.
Yeah. Traditional learning systems have basically conditioned us to accept the wrong metric.
Really? What do you mean?
They are entirely focused on completion. An LMS tells you that an employee clicked through a slide deck, right? It tells you that a module was marked done.
Right.
But completion alone does not equal competence. it certainly doesn't prove operational capability.
Okay, let's unpack this because I want to make sure we really hammer this point home.
Oh.
This is the trap so many companies fall into.
Oh, constantly.
They completely confuse attendance with competence. Think about it this way. Just because I read the manual on how to fly a plane and, you know, I passed a multiple choice quiz about altitudes and landing gear on my laptop.
Yeah, sitting in a break room somewhere.
Right. That doesn't mean I am operationally ready to step into the cockpit of a 747 and fly you to London.
I definitely wouldn't be boarding that flight, that's for sure.
Right. But that's exactly how we treat frontline workers, warehouse operators, and manufacturing staff every single day.
We do.
We give them a multiple choice quiz on a screen, they get an 80%, and we say, great, you're good to go operate heavy machinery.
It's terrifying when you actually say it out loud.
It is. So how does Skrix actually bridge that massive gap between simply knowing the theory and safely doing the job?
It bridges that gap by demanding proof. And this is where the concept of the live capability record really comes into play.
Okay, walk me through that.
So Skrix connects the initial learning to specific skills, but it doesn't stop there.
It keeps going?
Exactly. It then connects those skills to real-world evidence, to the absolute latest version of your SOPs, to practical on-the-job assessments, to actual manager sign-offs, and ultimately to workforce readiness.
So it's building a whole web of proof.
Yes, it connects all of these elements around the person, their specific role, their team, and their physical site.
So every single status in the platform has to be backed by actual proof. It's not just an empty checkmark.
Precisely. The proof could be a supervisor's physical sign-off on the floor.
Okay.
It could be a specialized certificate upload that the system verifies. Or, crucially, it could be offline evidence captured out in the field where there is absolutely no Wi-Fi.
Wait, hold on. Explain the mechanics of that.
Sure.
Because if you walk into the back corner of a massive bottling plant or like a heavy manufacturing floor, the Wi-Fi is essentially non-existent because of all the metal and machinery.
Oh, yeah. It's a total dead zone.
So how does a cloud platform capture live evidence in a dead zone?
Well, this is where the engineering of the platform shows it really understands the reality of frontline work.
Okay.
Skrix solves this by caching the specific worker's evaluation criteria to the manager's tablet or phone before they ever leave the office. Yeah, so the manager downloads a controlled evidence pack, they walk out onto the floor, deep into that Wi-Fi dead zone, and they observe the worker operating the forklift or, you know, running the assembly line.
So they do the observation right there.
Right. They log the practical assessment, take a photo if needed, and sign off locally on the device.
And then it just waits until they get back to a connection.
Exactly. The local device securely timestamps every single input.
Oh, okay.
And the moment that manager walks back into the office and hits the Wi-Fi zone, it automatically syncs that data directly to the employee's live capability record.
That is so seamless.
It really is. It proves they can do the job in the real world, not just on a computer screen.
Yeah.
That is how you build capability, prove it, keep it current, and deploy people with confidence.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
And honestly, we're actually going to dedicate an entire future deep dive in this series strictly to readiness, assessments, and this specific kind of evidence capture.
Which we definitely need to do because the compliance implications are massive.
Huge. But I want to pivot for a second and look at this from the employee's perspective.
Okay, let's do it.
Because if I'm a worker on the floor, and you tell me my manager is coming down with an iPad to track my every move and log in a centralized system, my first thought is, this is Big Brother. I'm being micromanaged.
Right. It's a very natural reaction.
But the data shows the exact opposite effect when it's implemented correctly, right?
That does. It actually provides clarity. And employees desperately crave clarity.
The independent research in our source stack definitely backs you up there. Like, there's data here from Gallup showing that well-recognized employees are 45% less likely to leave an organization.
That's a massive number.
And McKinsey found a 25 percentage point retention boost, specifically from frontline development programs.
Exactly.
So it seems like making capability visible isn't just a defensive compliance move for the company. It's a massive driver for keeping your best people. But why? Like, what is the psychological mechanism there?
It really comes down to fairness and psychological safety.
Fairness, okay.
Think about it. In a traditional, scattered environment, an employee often feels like their progression is entirely dependent on whether their specific shift manager likes them.
Oh, 100%. Oh. Promotions feel totally arbitrary.
Right. But with a unified platform like Skrix, the employee actually sees their own capability record. The system creates highly visible skill trees.
So it's almost like a video game. You can literally see what you need to do to level up.
Very similar, yeah. The employee sees exactly what training is complete, what field evidence they are missing, and what specific achievement unlocks their next pay grade or, you know, allows them to move to a preferred shift.
That is huge.
It links their daily training to actual career progression. Instead of feeling like they are just ticking a meaningless compliance box for HR, they are actively building their own proven capability profile.
They own it.
They own their progression.
They can literally see their future at the company mapped out. That is incredibly powerful.
It changes the entire dynamic.
It really does. And it's a concept that is so important. We'll be exploring skills, skill trees, and competency mapping in great detail in part 4 of our series.
Looking forward to that one.
But let's flip the perspective back to the leadership side.
Sure.
We've talked about the employee, and we've talked about the executive getting the big picture. What about the person stuck in the middle? The shift manager.
The shift manager. They usually bear the brunt of every single operational failure.
Exactly. And if I am a shift manager, I am already overwhelmed. If you come to me and say, great news, we connected all the data. Here is a dashboard with 1,000 blinking red lights showing every expiring certificate, every unread SOP, and every missing observation for all 200 people on your shift.
Yeah, you're going to hate that.
I am going to completely ignore that dashboard. I don't have the time. I'm just going to try and get the product out the door.
And you just described exactly why traditional enterprise software often fails on the front line.
Dashboard fatigue.
Exactly. It creates dashboard fatigue. It presents a massive list of problems without offering any actual solutions. And this is where Skrix introduces what I consider its true operational benefit.
Okay, what is that?
The AI action engine.
Okay, break that down for us, because AI is a buzzword everyone throws around. What does this engine actually do?
It translates raw data into decisive action. I mean, Skrix doesn't just show the manager the gaps. It calculates and suggests exactly what to do next to fix them safely.
Give me an example.
All right, let's say you log in as a manager on a Tuesday morning and you see a severe coverage shortfall. The AI action engine detects that you have 12 warehouse operator gaps on shift B.
That's a crisis. You can't run the shift safely with that many people missing.
Right. In a normal environment, the manager starts panicking, making phone calls, and guessing who might be available and trained.
Just scrambling.
But the action engine instantly identifies the fastest, safest actions to close that gap. It might recommend reassigning 12 operators from another shift that is currently overcovered.
But wait, how does an AI know if that's actually safe? You can't just match numbers. What about union rules? Or what if those operators haven't had their mandatory rest period?
And that is exactly why the live capability record is so crucial here.
Ah, it's connected.
Yes. The AI isn't just counting bodies. It is analyzing the metadata. It verifies that those 12 specific operators from the other shift have active, unexpired certificates.
Okay.
It checks that they haven't timed out of their safety compliance hours. It ensures they have acknowledged the absolute latest version of the required SOP.
Wow.
It only suggests the move if it is 100% compliant.
So it's doing hours of administrative cross-referencing in milliseconds.
Yes, exactly. Or let's say the issue isn't coverage, but a compliance bottleneck.
Like what?
The engine might surface that you have 11 forklift operators who have finished their learning, they passed their assessments, and they are sitting there fully trained.
Just waiting?
Yeah, they are just pending one final manager approval to be operationally ready.
Oh, that's frustrating.
So the engine routes those approval tasks directly to the right manager instantly, prioritizing them by impact. It essentially says, hey, approve these 11 specific people right now, and your shift coverage jumps by 2%.
Here's where it gets really interesting. It's turning raw data into a prioritized playbook. I love this.
It changes everything for the manager.
It's almost like an air traffic control system. Think about it. Air traffic control doesn't manually fly every single plane.
Right.
The routine flights, you know, the employees with clean evidence, standard learning completions, the people who are up to date on everything, they just auto flow.
Exactly. The system automatically updates their readiness without a manager lifting a finger.
The manager only gets flagged when there is a storm.
That is a perfect analogy. The system works by exception. Autocomplete when safe. Autoroute when action is needed.
So smart.
The manager only has to step in when human judgment is actually required, like a rejected piece of field evidence or a critical compliance conflict or a massive gap on a shift.
By reducing the administrative noise, the manager can actually manage their people.
Yes. They can allocate teams to shifts with total auditable confidence because they know the readiness score isn't just a guess. It is backed by real, validated evidence.
It moves the entire organization from, I think we have enough people for this shift, to, I know exactly who is ready, I know exactly why they are ready, and I know that we are 100% compliant.
It is a massive paradigm shift. It is the difference between hoping you are capable and proving you are capable.
Now, we've covered a lot of ground today establishing this foundational concept, mm-hmm. how Scrix takes scattered LMS data, PDFs, and spreadsheets and unifies them into this live capability record.
We have.
But for the operational leaders listening, I want to assure you that this is just the beginning of the journey. Over our upcoming deep dives, we are going to explore exactly how each pillar of this ecosystem functions.
Yes, because a platform this robust requires a closer look at the mechanics. For instance, in our next discussion, episode 2, we will be exploring the learning app itself.
No, that's going to be good.
We'll get into how SCORM compliance works, which is essentially the gold standard for standardizing how training content communicates with the system. And we'll look at how the AI can actually read your company's dry, highly technical procedure manuals and automatically generate engaging learning content and quiz questions from them.
I am genuinely looking forward to that one because writing training content is usually a massive bottleneck for organizations.
Yeah, it really is.
We'll also be dedicating a full session, episode 3, to SOPs and version controlled compliance. Because it's not enough to know an employee read a document. You have to know exactly which version of the safety protocol they read.
Absolutely critical. And we'll also be exploring the different action centers in episode 6. Scrix doesn't force a one-size-fits-all interface. You can tailor the learner experience.
Like the gamified options.
Right, whether that's a highly gamified interface for a younger workforce, a balanced view, or a stripped corporate layout so that adoption feels natural to your specific teams.
And of course, we won't forget the executives. Later in the series, when we discuss Shift Studio and workforce planning in episode 7 and executive reporting in episode 8, we'll look at how the C-suite can actually see if this system is being adopted across a massive enterprise scale.
Which we cover heavily in episode 9.
Exactly. And how it directly impacts the bottom line.
Through all of those future deep dives, the core message remains incredibly simple. Scrix turns workforce data into operational capability.
Okay, before we wrap up this initial exploration, I want to leave you, the listener, with a final, slightly provocative thought.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, there is a feature we found in the source materials that completely reframes the stakes of everything we've talked about today. It takes this from being a nice-to-have operational tool to an absolute necessity for corporate survival.
You're referring to the Tribunal Engine.
The Tribunal and Legal Disclosure Evidence Engine. Let me set the scene for you.
Go for it.
Imagine you are the operations director. It is 2:00 p.m. on a Tuesday, and the worst case scenario happens. There's a severe incident on the factory floor, someone gets badly injured, or maybe a massive environmentally damaging compliance breach occurs.
The immediate aftermath of an event like that is pure chaos.
Total panic. Regulators are knocking on your door, insurance companies are demanding answers, lawyers are getting involved.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Historically, what happens next? You and your team are scrambling. You are physically digging through filing cabinets. You are logging into 3 different legacy software systems. You are hunting down paper sign-off sheets stained with coffee, desperately trying to prove that this specific employee was properly trained to operate that specific machine.
And trying to figure out if safety SOP version 4.2 or 4.3 was the active document on that exact Tuesday?
Yes, it is a legal nightmare.
And if you cannot find that definitive paper trail, like if there is even a shadow of a doubt about their training, your corporate liability is massive.
Exactly. But with Scrix, because every single signal, every quiz, every offline observation, every SOP acknowledgement is permanently connected to that live capability record, they built this Tribunal Evidence Engine.
It's brilliant.
When that incident happens, with one click, the system generates a point-in-time snapshot. It literally reconstructs reality.
It pulls exactly what that employee knew at the time of the event.
Yes.
It verifies the specific version of the SOP that was active at that exact second. It pulls their assessment scores. It identifies the exact manager who signed off on their physical capability. And it separates what was mandatory from what was optional training at that exact moment.
It instantly creates a perfectly structured, legally defensible disclosure pack.
Incredible.
It takes all that murky, muddy diagnostic water we talked about at the beginning, that broken x-ray machine of human resources, and it suddenly gives you a perfectly clear, high-definition MRI of your entire operations compliance.
It proves to any regulator or lawyer that your organization didn't just casually employ staff, but that you actively, rigorously managed their capability and readiness.
It's a total game changer for risk management.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't make you want to stick around to figure out how the rest of this platform works, I don't know what will.
It's definitely the hook.
So keep that image of the perfectly clear X-ray in your mind. We will be back in the next part of our series to dive deep into the learning app, SCORM standards, and how AI is revolutionizing content creation.
See you there.
Until then, I want you to take a hard look at your own spreadsheets, your own PDFs, and your own disconnected systems, and ask yourself, who is actually ready to work today?